Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking, and we're on Long Island News Radio 103.9 FM, and we're talking to Sal Van Nostrum, and he's the owner and operator of Energy Choice, Energy by Choice Limited. It's a company that's right here in Northport, and let me ask you something. First of all, how'd you get into the business?
Well, I come out of the real estate and construction industry in the city, and yeah, it's a pretty wasteful industry. I happen to be a little bit of an environmentalist, more so as I get older.
Yeah.
And
aren't you kind of an oddball in that business?
Environmental and construction? Yeah, it's a total contrast.
Yeah.
But the reality is that I missed the computer generation by like 5 years when I got out of engineering school. And I saw solar coming. And I wanted to be on the cutting edge for a change instead of in the trailing edge.
Right.
And I wanted to do something different. And I was really getting tired of what I had done before. And this was kind of like...
You know, I've been an advocate of solar energy for many, many years, long before it became popular. Well, when I read about how they were powering the spacecrafts, that the little ones that they were sending up years ago.
Right.
And I said, well, you know, can they scale that to a house, and, you know? And of course, they could, but it would cost $1 million.
Right, more than a house, much more than a house.
So it wasn't practical. And, of course, everybody said it never would be. And then, of course, it got to a point where it was a little bit more viable by virtue of the cost, but it was still no clue. I think we did a study on this over at Brookhaven National Laboratories back in 1992. It cost $1 a watt to create a power plant. It cost $32 a watt to create a solar plant.
Right.
So at that rate, you'd never make up the difference because you were paying nothing for the vehicle, you know, for the burning power
right.
of the oil or whatever it was. So it would look like it was, if you looked at it from that perspective, it would never happen. When did you get involved?
So I made the decision.
What cost level did you get involved?
Meaning?
In other words, where were you when you started? You still weren't at $32.
Oh, no. Okay. So I made the decision to go into solar right after 9/11. It was kind of like my exit strategy out of the city was to find something different in my life. And I started the company officially in 2005, incorporated 2006. Then a kilowatt hour was probably costing from solar in the neighborhood of
19 cents?
No. A dollar a kilowatt hour. We were paying about 15 cents.
Yeah.
So it would take you quite a few years to get your
right.
return
so
on investment.
Without subsidies, you weren't hitting it.
And without subsidies, you were not going anywhere. But the subsidies changed the marketplace, which is what the subsidies are supposed to do. They're not supposed to make it so everybody can buy it. They're supposed to make it so that everybody can afford it by driving the cost of solar down, by creating the concept of adaptation. The more people who buy it, the lower the cost. It's like flat screen televisions.
So, but you still had the reluctance of something new. That's a big sale, isn't it?
That was a very hard nut to crack, but that nut's cracked. For example, in 2005, when I put the system on my roof, there were 500 solar installations on all of Long Island.
Yeah, which was supposed to be 1,000 in the first year of life, but came into the program.
And it took almost 20 years to get to 500, technically.
Yeah.
Last month, the 10,000th installation has been documented. So we went from 20 years to get to 500 to 8 years to do another 9,500. So it's gone. It's happening. It's happening because it's affordable today.
You know, in technology, we have the tipping point. And the tipping point is, generally speaking, 3% of the market. Once you get beyond 3% of the market, the technology is so proven, so accepted, that it generates itself much faster.
Correct.
Now, you're not at 3%.
No, we're not. But the market is different in this category because this is not like buying new technology to replace something and having to measure hard against the something versus what you're doing today. The reality is this is as opposed to doing nothing. You do nothing, you continue to get to pay the utility the cost of the day. And utility, we have the good fortune. We have a utility that's been engineered and designed to cost us as little as they can possibly pull off. Doesn't mean they did it very well, but that is the math.
You must have read my essay. And probably not, but that's
the flip okay. side of this is that we're now, you can do nothing and just keep paying the utility, or you can go and do something like solar and other renewable energies. The banks are now waking up to the fact that a solar loan is a no-risk loan as compared to a home improvement loan. We were talking about home improvements before we went on. Home improvement loan is you're increasing the customer's burden of living there. A solar loan is you're decreasing that burden because the cost of the system is lower than the cost of not doing a system.
So, in other words, after I pay for the system, my reduction in utility bills leaves me a net $10 in my pocket.
On a monthly basis, from day one, meaning your first monthly payment to the bank to pay for the system, in all likelihood, is going to be a lower cost for the month than what you would have paid the utility for the same amount of electricity.
Including the amount of electricity you're going to still need from the grid.
Correct. And that's where we are today. It's not so much that the solar has gotten that much stronger, because in reality it hasn't. The system on my roof today, if it was a 208-watt module in 2005, today that's a 270-watt module. We're not growing at the same rate that semiconductors did when computers first kind of hit the open market.
In other words, the production of, capacity of the units is not increasing greatly.
Not
so fast. But the cost is dropping dramatically.
Like a stone. And then the financing is involved that makes it easy. Where 3 years ago, the customer had to have a fairly hefty bank account to do solar because there was no one willing to lend them money to put the solar up. Today, I would tell you that 90% of our customers are financing their solar and not using a penny of their own money.
Now, what about these companies that come in and say, no price at all, no cost at all? Well, you just lease the system from us for 20 years.
So,
what about that? Is it a good idea?
That's a good idea for some customers. It's not necessarily a good idea for all customers. There's no one answer fits all, so to speak. So, here's what makes solar go. There's a modest rebate from the state at this point. It's really not a game changer anymore. There is a New York State tax credit, which is a significant amount of money. Most jobs, it's about a $5,000. We're talking residentially.
Now, when you say $5,000, $5,000 off your gross income or $5,000 tax credit?
Great question. It's a tax credit reduction.
So it's a real $5,000.
It's a real $5,000. Dollar for dollar, $5,000. If at the end of the year you owed about $8,000, but you did solar, you actually only owe the government $3,000. You get a $5,000 free ride.
Cool.
For the federal government, you get a 30% number. And on most jobs, that's a $10,000, $11,000, $12,000 tax credit. Again, reducing your federal tax obligation.
Can you reduce it to the point where they're paying you?
No. They'll let you roll over the difference, but they won't write you a check for the difference. Because it's not a rebate. It's a tax credit to be used now or later, but to be used.
Okay.
But that's what distinguishes the difference between the companies you refer to who come in and say, no money down, no cost, we're just going to put it up and you're going to pay.
Yeah.
You can either pay for the energy, which is called the power purchase agreement, or you can pay a lease on the equipment the way you lease your car.
Right.
In both of those cases, those companies are taking the federal tax credit to their advantage. And you're not getting to take the federal tax credit because you're not buying and owning the system. So for the customer who has the ability to take the tax credit, someone who's earning a living.
Suppose I'm a guy who has lots of assets, but I have no income.
Let's take someone who runs a cash business. He's living fine, but he's not really showing a lot of income tax.
He's making $15,000 on the books, and he has $1 million house.
So he can't take the tax credits. So this lease concept is good for him.
I knew guys like that.
Yeah. Maybe one or two.
So, anyway.
The lease or the power purchase agreement is brilliant for them because they don't have the ability to leverage the tax credit. But for the guy who's, you know, a banker, a guy who takes a paycheck home every month and is paying regular taxes, he's probably got a better deal if he goes for the purchase option.
Now, do you do both?
Yes.
Oh.
And that's why I'm agnostic. What we tell our customers are, there's a lot of different products out there. We can actually bring any one of them to you. We have the ability, we have access to the best products and the lesser products. And as a result, we're not.
When you say lesser and better, you mean in terms of what they can produce?
Productivity. So there, you know, like everything else, there's race cars and there's plotters. And the plotters cost less, the race car costs more. But the reality is different customers have different needs. Some, the plotter's just fine. Yeah. Some need the race car. We can do both. From a how do you get your hands on solar point of view, again, we're agnostic because we can do a lease. We can do a use your own money. We can bring financing to the table. So for our customers, all we ask is that they select us, and we really don't care which pathway they take.
Here's a concept that somebody brought to me, and I think it was Gordian Racky, that if you can't have solar on your house, you can belong to a sort of a commune and own something out in a field that is in a close enough proximity to claim that usage. I don't want you to go into that right now because we're getting close to the end of this segment, but that's what we're going to address when we get back.
Okay.
I've been talking to Sal Van Nostrand, and he is the owner-operator of Energy by Choice. This is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking, and we're on Long Island News Radio. We're going to be back with Mr. Van Nostrand in a moment, and we're going to go into different aspects of the business.